Good morning, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, and I will be your guide for the next few minutes. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and definitely to start every day. Each week, we have a different theme or focus that helps you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we help you to create the space to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Now, the focus for this week is you and the third dimension connection. We have been exploring and will be continuing to explore nine dimensions. And so this is the third dimension this week in the nine-dimensional series. So if you will please just relax and take your meditation position. Make sure that your back is straight, your feet are on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easy, deeply. Don't force the breath. Inhale again, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. Excellent. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk, and that tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way down to the center of the earth, where the roots of this tree are embedded into the center of the earth. Nice and solid connection. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble, a huge bubble that is 18 inches underneath your feet, away from your body, over your head, in front of you, in back of you, on the right, on the left, and all around you, no more than 18 inches for this bubble. This is your aura, which is an electromagnetic energy field that emanates the power and the energy from your mind and your heart and all that lies within it. And imagine that this aura bubble has a nice eggshell stiff edge to it. So it has a little bit of a stiff edge to it. And it is a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. A beautiful pearlescent golden vibration. Now imagine outside of that aura bubble is a giant violet flaming wall right outside your aura in front of you, about 2 to 3 feet in front of you, a beautiful giant flaming wall. And continue to breathe nice and easily. Nice and easily and deeply. This flaming wall is the wall of purification. And as you breathe, as you inhale and exhale, you will be clearing the chakra areas, which there are 7 primary chakras along the spine, all of which are energy centers that help to balance and regulate your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And so energy sometimes gets trapped in those chakras that really are not your energy or have nothing to do with you. So right now we're going to breathe and just clear all of the undesired, unwanted energy that you're ready to let go of. So put your attention and focus at the base of your spine, at your first chakra, 2 inches below your belly button on the spine, which is your second chakra, and right behind your stomach on the spine, which is your third chakra. And as you inhale deeply all the way from the tips of your toes up to the top of your head, exhale out through those three chakras right now and let go into that violet flaming wall all the undesired energy that you as spirit know that you no longer want and that you're ready to say goodbye to. As you keep breathing, let go of the energy around surviving instead of thriving. Maybe something that is blocking you from your full awareness of your lifestyle, of the way of your health, the job that you have, the way you choose to live. Release any energy that would keep you stuck in fear and all the feelings that are associated with fear, and any sexual energy, whether it was traumatic or even pleasurable, but you don't need other people's energy in your space from sexual encounters. Let all of that go. And just continue to breathe easily and deeply as you release energy also from the third chakra that dictates your power. So anything that would interfere with your power, your true, real power, addictions of any kind, patterns that you have that are destructive, any type of influence from the astrals, it doesn't matter if you know or understand what they are. Just intend and release them as that violet flame receives this energy. It even gently, as you bring it to the surface through the breath, this violet flaming wall will gently begin to draw or suck from you all of these undesired energies in your space. Just let them go. You might see them, you might feel them, hear them, smell them, get a sense of the touch or the taste. However these energies show up, do not wonder what they are, why they're there. Just let them go. Drifting, moving, being released into the flame. And put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is behind your heart. And your fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat. And from those two chakras, as you also breathe easily and deeply through them simultaneously, let go of any energy that would keep you from fully loving yourself and loving who you are. You don't need to hold on to those energies in any way. Just let them go. Very good. Any energy that would keep you from forgiving yourself and others, just let it all go. Let go of all the lack that you have in terms of your self-worth, self-confidence. Let go of self-deprivation. Let all that go. And as you continue to breathe deeply, let go out of your fifth chakra the energy that would somehow block you from believing, from knowing that you are a creative being. If you find you are creating in a manner that you are not pleased with, now and is the time, this is the place to let it go. Let go of any energy that keeps you from communicating clearly, concisely, from listening. All forms of communication, creativity, and in essence, expression of your true spirit self. The energy that stands in the way of that, just let it go. The violet flame is ready to receive it and will gently take it from you as you bring it to the surface. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And release the energy from your sixth and seventh chakras, located the sixth chakra in the center of your head, and the seventh chakra on top of your head. Completely let them go. Let them go. And let go of this energy from the sixth chakra that would have you judging in any way yourself, others, situations, circumstances, because this is the chakra that helps you to see energy clearly. That means to see all things and energy in every form as perfect the way it is, for the purpose it brings to your life and the life of others. It is all perfectly formed for its purpose, and it is not for you to judge any of the energy. So let go of it, because Divine Source sees all things as perfect the way it is. And from this perspective, you're seeing the truth and the essence of what someone or something truly is, and how you work in connection with that, how it works in connection with you, and how it's all so divine in its most perfect way. And clear the seventh chakra, which is at the top of your head. That chakra deals with the ability to just know, having certainty, having the wisdom, the awareness that you know what you know. You receive and are open to the messages from your spirit guides, the divine source, and all that there is for you to receive of divine intelligence from the divine mind. So the doubts, the uncertainty, the analyzing, the rationalizing, let it all go. You don't need to hold on to it. Very good. And just continue to breathe nice and easily and deeply. Nice, easily and deeply. Very good. And we're going to focus on this week's subject, which is the third dimension and you connection. So remember, there are nine dimensions, which for, again, our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness, meaning there is a line from the absolute core. It's a crystal iron core in the center of the earth. There is a beautiful golden line of energy that emanates from there all the way up through the earth, through you, through your spine, all the way up above your head, and all the way up to the Milky Way. This is the vertical axis of consciousness through every dimension. And as I speak briefly about the third dimension, I want you to focus your attention on the violet flame and continue to breathe deeply and release whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations. Let it all go as it comes up into the flame. Now, the third dimension is the dimension of linear space and time that we human beings live in with our biological, with other biological creatures and plants. And as human beings, we are the keepers of this third dimension. There are many worlds operating within this dimension where the physical and non-physical realms intersect. Within this physical realm or space that we see and that we connect with and we interact with our physical beingness, with our physical body, there are multitudes of other realms existing within the same space. The physical realm is the first through third dimensions. And they are measurable materially, physically. The fourth through the ninth dimensions are the non-physical realms operating as subtle frequencies in this third dimension. Now, in this third dimension, our physical bodies are held in form by frequencies that vibrate physical matter. We are continuously oscillating and vibrating beings of light fully. When our consciousness vibrates in the fourth dimension, our thoughts, our beliefs, our entire level of experiences as makeup part of our consciousness, our DNA, our ancestral makeup, all of this makes up part of our consciousness. And that exists within the fourth dimension. And the frequency ranges are not solid, even though it may feel that way. So continue to breathe deeply, inhaling and exhaling, letting go of whatever has come up in your space in this present moment just from hearing this information. And one more time, breathe easily and deeply. And begin to envision your body as being completely and totally free. In fact, you are floating on a warm body of water. Even though you're sitting in a chair or the floor, you are floating on a warm body of water. There is water underneath you, air above you, and you are relaxed, safe, and content as you float perfectly on the water. Your head is relaxed, yet supported. Your thoughts have slowed down. They have slowed down almost to the point of them being frozen. And all you have to do is notice the energy going on inside your head. All of the energy. Not only your thoughts, but the energy that flows from neural pathways through the brain. The blood that flows through. Observe everything you can and see what you can see going on within your head. Don't force or effort with it, just let go and relax. If you're not able to see it, experience it in the way that you do. Maybe you feel it, maybe you hear it, maybe you just simply know it. Now see the energy in the rest of your body, all the different energy going on, as you keep breathing nice and easy breaths, in a way that's comfortable for you, as you tune into and observe all manner of energy. Science has proven that we and this earth that we live on is more space than it is physical. It is all energy, and its energetic forms come together, some in ways that are more dense, others in ways that are less dense, such as thought. Nevertheless, it's all forms of energy. So just tune in to all the different energy within your body. If it's easier for you to put your attention on the violet flame and use it as a screen that's projecting to you everything going on within your body, then do that. You can actually intend that what the energy is that you're experiencing in your body, if you put your attention on the violet flame, let that energy project itself from your physical body onto the violet flame like a screen so that you may be aware of it. And of course, the violet flame will purify that energy as well. Now you have four brains inside your head. And they're all significant for purposes of living, being, and connecting with this third dimension. The first brain is the reptilian brain, and it's down low at the base of your cranium. That's the part of the skull that surrounds the brain, at the base of it. And deep inside, it's protected. And it's a very ancient part of the brain center. Your reptilian brain really knows. It is instinctual. It listens to your body. This brain is wise, and it gives you insights as long as you listen to it about your body, about the protection and the survival of your body. It knows touch. It knows hot and cold, wet and dry. It knows what is and isn't good for it. So tune into this first brain and see what it's saying to you now. Do not start thinking about it. Just allow the brain to speak to you in whichever way it does. And breathe deeply, easily, effortlessly as you inhale and then exhale gently without forcing the breath. Listen to this reptilian brain. And now tap into your mammalian brain. And your mammalian brain is above and all around the edges of your reptilian brain at the base of your cranium. So the mammalian brain knows when you need to fear and when you don't. It knows when to run and when not to. It is the fight or flight response of the brain when it knows that fear is there. It uses the power of sight and scent to find food and safety. It also uses the power of discernment to decide what action to take next. And it warms very nicely when it has companionship with others. So tune into the second mammalian brain. What is it saying to you now? What are you discerning? Breathe deeply, easily, and effortlessly. As you inhale and then exhale gently without forcing the breath, breathing as comfortably as you can, and feel the water underneath you, the air above and around you. Relax as you tune into this second brain mammalian area. And in this way, connecting with the third dimension in terms of your experiences in this moment with this brain. This brain helps you to live, thrive, survive in this third dimensional realm. And now it's time to tap into your human brain, which is your third brain. It's right through the middle of your head, from front to back, and wrapped over your mammalian brain, kind of like insulation. A second thought opening to a new possibility is what this human brain or third brain is for us. It came about through thousands of years of discernment and the desire to remember what we have discerned from generations and the beginning of our bloodline all the way to us. This third brain stores bits of information like food for thought. And of course, this brain has many, 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 many thoughts. So notice what thoughts are roaming in and around and through your mind right now. What are you thinking? Do not hold on to them. Let them go into the violet flame as you pay attention to the thoughts. Let them roam from you into the flame to be purified, turned into their original essence of energy that is not necessarily thought form, but is nonetheless part of your highest, purest energy, which you will receive back. There are many thoughts. They are brilliant bits of energy bursts shooting through circuits at almost light speed. Pay attention to your thoughts in this way as well. As the brilliant bits of energy bursts shooting through circuits in the brain, in your mind, at almost light speed. And the verbiage that they carry with them, this energy, let it go into the flame. Don't get stuck on them. Just be aware of what they are, the random bits and pieces of information. Is there a theme? Anything relevant for you to be aware of or discern right now? And no matter what it is, let them go into the flame. Do not hold on to these thoughts. Don't get hung up on them or figure out what the thoughts are about, what they want to teach you or help you or need you to, that you need to learn. Just keep breathing nice, easily and gently. Inhale all the way up through your spine to the top of your head and gently exhale, letting go of the breath effortlessly. Some of the thoughts may not even fully seem to be formed. That's okay, you can let them go. And whatever the pattern is for discernment, it can be intentionally for the goals that you choose to accomplish for today or this week. They are stored to become present when you need them. And that which you don't goes into the flame. And now let's move on to the fourth brain, which is the neocortex brain. And it stores the extra energy in the front of your brain behind your forehead. It may feel like an energy burst. This part of the brain pulses when you have an exceptionally brilliant insight or vision. It loves ideas and ideals. It goes off when you have those aha light bulb moments. Now this brain fires with the things you want to create, the things that you want to see happen in your life, and the life of those that you know. Brainstorming utilizes this part of the brain, the neocortex, where ideas flow, creation happens. So continue to relax and release all energy, every bit of energy in your space, except for the things you desire to create. You have a specific goal or something that you want to accomplish. And then there are small goals to help you accomplish this. So ask yourself the question, what is the next action, whether it's spiritual, energetic, or physical, that I should take to accomplish my current goal? Ask yourself this question. And let this part of your fourth brain simply begin to creatively answer the question. Pay attention to the ideas of thought that present themselves. Don't force it. Don't attempt to think about it or analyze it or rationalize what it should be. Let go of your efforting to figure it out. Simply allow your fourth brain to creatively answer the question, what is the next action that I should take to accomplish my current goal? Knowing that this current goal, once you accomplish it, is leading to the overall fulfillment of what you desire to accomplish or have. Just let the idea come to you as you focus on nothing but the flame and think nothing at all. Focus on the flame, continuing to breathe nice, deep, easy breaths. Think nothing at all. You have asked the question. Now simply wait for the response to make itself known. Breathe nice and easy, nice and gently. Do not force the breath in or out. Breathe comfortably. Now feel or sense the four brains inside your head. Again, don't force it. Just be aware that there are four different brains working simultaneously, all making up your collective consciousness to remain in the physical body. For learning the lessons from experiences you have and creating new ideas and thoughts propelling your life forward. They are all integrated and work together for your highest good. Connecting with your four brains in this way is connecting with the third dimension on various levels of consciousness that have an effect on your physical and non-physical experiences. And now surround your entire body with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, absorbing all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. This is your energy that you've received back in its highest, purest form just for you. And thank you for being with me today on the Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges. If you'd like to find out more about me and Center of Light Miracles, go to centeroflightmiracles.org. You can find out and check out our courses, our services, our blog, Recipes for the Soul, which give you guidelines and tidbits every week on what you can do for your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. And make sure you also check out themiraclesystem.org. The Miracle System is a great way and a great program that helps you learn how to work energy and begin creating miracles in your life. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.